This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense Continuing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
You can thank me later. I have the two best holster makers on the planet as sponsors. And that's sort of cool. I got the best concealed. I got the best tactical. That's sort of cool. I sort of like that. Neighborhood watch. You know, everybody's, well, there's no neighborhood watch where I live, for example. Let's count me. There have been a small number of incidents in the last years of defensive gun use and or concealed carrying concerning people that are in a neighborhood watch, or at least claiming to be in a neighborhood watch. George Zimmerman, for instance, was in the neighborhood watch of Sanford, Florida, when the incident he was involved in took place. Now, these sorts of organizations have very deep historical roots, as volunteer watchmen have roamed communities for thousands of years from the era of classical Greece through to the present. Today, there are a number of national and local organizations for volunteer watch persons. For example, there's the National Neighborhood Watch Program, part of the National Sheriff's Association, as well as the Guardian Angels and Crime Stoppers. Many cities have municipal programs in cooperation with local law enforcement. A good deal of homeowners associations have watch programs, and then there are just concerned neighbors that informally agree to keep tabs on things. I have been tasked with that from time to time. Where does concealed carry fit in with this? Just as with anything else, a person conceals and carries in case of something bad happening. However, some people get funny ideas about just what a people can do or what a person can do if you're a member of a neighborhood watch program. Self-defense laws of most states outline when force of any kind can be used and when deadly force can be used, and the use of firearm is the latter. For deadly force to be legally excusable, and note the word is excusable here, because a person gets cleared of liability after the fact, there has to be a clear and reasonable threat to life or limb. In other words, risk of a serious injury. Or in the case of states with such a law, there has to be a felony clearly in commission for a person to use deadly force. In my state, in the presence of a felony, it does not have to be happening to me. However, I have to be right, which that's the hard part, because most of the time you're not going to, you know, like if I'm standing there and an old lady's walking around and then somebody hits her over the head with a brick and starts beating her with a walker, I have reason to suspect that that is a felony, and I can do something about that. If I see somebody getting ready to kill somebody else, I can do something about that. But it's a very tight tolerance on what you can and can't do. So in other words, it is excusable to shoot a person if they pose a clear threat to a person's life or a clear threat of great physical harm, either the actor or a third party, or were clearly in the act of committing a felony. If those conditions aren't met, it is not excusable. It is not, for example, excusable to roll up on somebody who's beaten up on somebody without, you know, or, you know, like if somebody, if they're yelling at each other, not, that's not, which is not a felony, to roll up and show your gun, you know. Now, there haven't, in all fairness, there haven't been too many instances of vigilantism in actual neighborhood watch organizations. And the incident involving George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin was hardly vigilantism. Somebody asked me the other day why I hadn't sought out George Zimmerman. Because I think he's an asshat. I think he was clearly justified in doing what he had to do when he had to do it. I think he should have stayed in his vehicle. I'm not interested in the fact that Trayvon Martin is alive or dead now because Trayvon Martin was a thug. But Zimmerman should have stayed in his vehicle. From there, everything else went wrong. Now, the incident involving Chad Copley might have been vigilantism. Copley is currently facing murder charges in North Carolina. He claimed to be a member of the neighborhood watch when he shot Kurin Thomas. Thomas was unarmed after Thomas left a party held at a house down the street from Copley's. His claims have been refuted by members of the actual neighborhood watch. In his community. No organization of this type makes a participant in an auxiliary police officer, even if the neighborhood watch organization is managed by local law enforcement. The purpose of such bodies is to observe and report, not to intervene. Sworn police officers will handle that stuff because they're sworn and they're professional and they know what they're doing. When they're running that program, that's so that you know who it is and they know who's calling them. National Crime Prevention Council, you know, McGruff, they advocate exactly as much as on their website. The National Neighborhood Watch Program, part of the National Sheriff's Association, cautions against citizens intervening against crime. A person in such an organization certainly can conceal and carry, but you know, don't go looking for trouble, but you're not supposed to do that anyway when you carry a gun. Suspicious activity should be reported to the police and law enforcement, as it is their job to follow up on the report. Nothing wrong with you standing by and trying to stay out of sight and everything and watching to make sure it doesn't get too far out of hand. Okay, I got that. Some of these programs work very good. WKRN, a Nashville, Tennessee ABC affiliate, reports that the East Nashville Watch Program yielded a 6.7% reduction in crime. A Department of Justice report analyzed a number of studies into neighborhood watch groups, finding that while not always effective, on average, reduction of up to 16% in local crime was observed compared to controlled neighborhoods without neighborhood watch programs. So, yeah, they have a place and they have a spot. They do. The spot is not, though, to roll up guns a-blazing. You don't need to, go out and buy a pair of handcuffs. And you're not going to get a badge or anything. If you want to do that, join the police department. I'm sure they would take most of you. They won't take me because I'm too old. I would think about it. But, if that's what you want to do, that's the only way to do it and not get in any trouble. As armed citizens, we have a very, very good track record as far as discerning what is and is not real problems. And apparently, as neighborhood watch program members, the concealed carriers that are part of these programs are doing just as good an accounting for themselves as they are for anything else. You can find stories just like that one at the Alien Gear blog at aliengearholsters.com. That was by Sam Huber. Go check them out. You'll be hearing a lot from them in days coming up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com.
quality is the difference.
If you're going to go out the door, and if, I mean, in some places where you can carry in the open, which in South Carolina, as far as I know, the only two states that don't have a provision to carry in the open that have a shall issue policy is Florida and South Carolina. So you can choose to carry concealed or out in the open in most states. And, you know, if you're going to be carrying out in the open, make it G-code. Make it G-code. Indestructible. You can get them all three levels of retention. These go from being a open top holster that has retention, and you're not going to lose the gun, to one that something might go, you know, explode next to you, but when they find you, your gun's still going to be in the holster because it's going to be very secured in it. Go check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Now, Dan, we've got this. In Florida, they went and saw a Tom Cruise movie the other day. And out of this, we got this coalition of government and law enforcement agencies and local nonprofits and businesses and education groups, including the Miami-Dade Public School District. And they've announced an innovative and potentially controversial new effort to stem the bloodshed. They're going to use data to identify and help at-risk children before they become statistics. The newly formed Together for Children Coalition identified 20 zip codes with high rates of violent crimes, especially but not limited to incidents of gun violence, and then drilled down further. Out of the children who attend school in these zip codes, the coalition has identified roughly 2,000 individual students at high risk of getting caught up in the cycle of violence. That determination was based on six benchmarks the coalition analysis found were often associated with youth violence. Poor school attendance, behavioral issues, low standardized test scores in math and reading, as well as math and reading classroom skills that lag behind grade level. I'm going to tell you the problem with this in just a second. The 2,000 students who attended these, the school district says, will be kept strictly confidential, all have at least four of the risk factors. Under the coalition plan, which could be tweaked after a series of up-and-coming community workshops, these kids will be referred to extra support services such as truancy prevention and therapy programs. A smaller group of 127 students whose family situations are being monitored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, in addition to meeting at least four of the six criteria, have been identified as the highest risk group of all. See what happened out of those 127. The three bald kids laying in the pool that had the, you know, the klaxon is going off and the wooden ball is rolling down the hamster exercise tubes and popping out. And right there's Tom Cruise, and he's about to go get in the flying snail mobile that they fly around in and do a little pre-crime. It's Minority Report. See, this program is all being implemented prior to getting any community feedback on this pre-crime supposition. Now, there are likely to be questions about privacy and potentially stigmatizing some students in schools or communities. Carballo, who I don't even know who this is because I don't, you know, that's the first time you see this name, acknowledge that some residents might be wary of the idea of a partnership between the school district and law enforcement agencies. I would be, because the school district has no business being in law enforcement, and law enforcement is not an educational tool. It's being stressed that the district will not share the list of at-risk youth or other sensitive data collected as part of the initiative with law enforcement agencies. It's not lost to us that the issue of trust, which applies to all governmental institutions, must be addressed if we are to honestly and deliberately take on the issue of youth violence. It still doesn't go far enough. If these young people are at risk, it's because of what's at home. It's not because of them, it's because of where they live. It's because of the situation there. Where's mom? Where's dad? That's question number one. Now, Shirley Johnson, president of the NAACP Miami-Dade branch, said she's concerned that children on the list might be stigmatized. Our children are very smart, and they all know when they are separated. They know when they're segregated, and they're very, very knowledgeable. They know a lot of things that we don't know. But then they decide to, you know, give the reason they're going to do this, because so far 2016 has been a grim year for shooting deaths. By early March, 10 young people under the age of 20 had already been killed in Miami-Dade, the equivalent of one young life lost every week. Most of the victims were teenagers, but the shooting deaths of younger children have also taken a heartbreaking toll on local communities. Yeah, I hear this all the time in Chicago. It's called gangland. So what we should be doing here is once again looking at the economic opportunity these families have. And are there any families present? Are there any adults present in the lives of these young people? We don't need them to be in a program. We need them to be raised. Just at, you know. And now, 2,000 of them. 2,000 of them. That's a high school. They've identified 2,000, and they're going to intervene. Now, I already have a problem with public schools getting out there and teaching Common Core and all this other nonsense. What are they going to do if they just take on all kinds of roles in these kids' lives that normally would be served by, say, I don't know, a parent? What about that? Are we talking about that? How? And, hey, here's the other thing. Since these are such progressive do-gooders, how many of these kids are black? Let me just ask that. How many of these kids are black Americans? Because that's always who they target. Black America, I don't know if you figured this out yet, but you're targeted by the progressives all the time. They want your votes, and then they don't care about you. And anything else they can get from you, they're going to take it. They're going to take it. Because you fall for it. You go for it hook, line, and sinker. I don't understand it. I don't get it. We'll get back. We're going to talk about gun grabbers who, you throw a bunch of facts at them, and they blink at you a little bit. They inhale. They look. They get this blank expression on their face. And then they just start repeating what they just said, even though you just debunked it. This is Lock and Load.
Call a gun shop that's sought out and listen to the calls from the tactical community. A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time is life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Lifetime guarantee, indestructible. I mean, when I'm on the range, that's what I'm carrying. G-Code. Gun grabbers, they exist today because they have changed language. They exist today, and they still exist today, because there's enough people out there that don't know enough about what's going on to really listen to them. And that's why they've had to change language, because if they were to tell the truth, then the people that don't pay attention would pay attention to them less. Right now, Pantsuit is quietly building a massive gun grabber armor. It's up to you to halt her momentum. They die hard because they insist on believing the same anti-gun theories even after encountering facts that disprove their theories. They also die hard because it's nearly impossible to defeat them, which means, well, we need to try harder. Coming from George Stephanopoulos, he asked on his TV show in June of 2016, do you believe that an individual right to bear arms is a constitutional right? Pantsuit said, if it is a constitutional right, then it, like every other constitutional right, is subject to reasonable regulation. Sometimes two-letter words beginning with the letter I are wild cards that the Clintons love to play with when caught in acts of deception. Bill Clinton clung to the word is in the same way his wife now clings to the word if. And contrary to Obama's 2008 claim, it is possible for the Democrats to be bitter clingers. Now, the latest gun grabber playbook includes a marketing campaign revolving around carefully chosen words and cleverly designed buildings, which I will refer to as unsafe spaces. So here's what you need to know in order to pierce the deception. Script is the word Time's latest issue uses to describe the new terms that Democratic legislators and candidates are using to peddle their pistol-snatching policies. This script is a compilation of words and phrases that political consultants and pollsters predict will convince Americans to relinquish their God-given right to self-defense. Gun control is a phrase that the script advises Democrats to avoid, since most Americans oppose gun control and gun grabbing. Instead, they're instructed to say gun safety or common sense gun legislation. You don't want to say NRA. You want to say gun lobby because a lot of Americans associate the NRA with positive pastimes like hunting and sport. And, you know, their daddy gave them a membership and a card and a hat. Gun grabbers are also talking ad nauseum about terrorists and mass shooters who tote guns while ignoring the far higher number of everyday Americans who legally, in their words, tote guns for hunting or self-defense. When I talk about female students who deter rape by carrying concealed on Texas college campuses, when you can brew fear by fixating Americans for nearly 4 years on Adam Lanza out of Newtown. If appearance is reality, they're doing a stellar job of slowly but steadily convincing voters to relinquish the right to own guns in order to be safe from terrorists and madmen. Now, I've said this before and I'll say it again, no cardboard sign saying gun-free zone ever stopped a violent person from storming a gun-free zone and spraying bullets. But Democrats are persuading local governments to squeeze millions from taxpayers to build safe schools and public facilities. As an example, Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, recently completed a massive $50 million renovation that includes impact-resistant windows, sealable spaces, and stainless steel classroom doors that Superintendent Joseph Erardi Jr. describes as security that's second to none. By second to none, he must mean none at all, since the primary vulnerability Sandy Hook Elementary had when Lanza stormed the school's doors on December 14, 2012, and shot 20 children and 6 adults remains, it's still a gun-free zone. Architects and government consultants are making hard cash for redesigning public spaces all across the country with so-called safety measures like panic buttons. Minnesota's city of Lake Forest recently made headlines by redesigning its city hall with extravagant bullet-resistant glass. The Minneapolis Star Tribune gushed over the potential of panic buttons and bullet-resistant glass to prevent mass shootings in Minnesota. Bullet-resistant doesn't mean bulletproof. It means that I have to shoot a circle or a half oval to begin a pattern of weakness, and then it'll give. No matter how fast you hit a panic button, police are going to take 5 to 20 minutes to get there. And by then, shooting 3 people, at 5 minutes, that's 15 people dead. Okay? 3 per minute. By that time, the shooter will kill the button presser plus dozens, if not hundreds more people, and vanished in a getaway vehicle. How about respecting, the right of law-abiding citizens who work in vulnerable facilities like schools and hospitals and churches or city halls? Carry a concealed weapon. Now, isn't it interesting that Pantsuit wants to revitalize the failed ban on semi-automatic firearms? It is practically silent on her political ally and his use of drones to unconstitutionally, and his administration would say inadvertently, kill up to 116 non-combatant civilians in non-war zones. I'm not against killing bats. Kill them by the bushel. Kill them all day long. All day and all night. Use drones, pilots, whatever. But not non-combatants. Are Democrats really in a place to preach about how to stop violence when they're the most violent out there? Yesterday, Pantsuit left a 9/11 memorial event early after she overheated. She was rushed to Dr. Chelsea's luxurious 5,000-square-foot New York apartment to rest. And now she's being treated for pneumonia. And in Hillary, we have a presidential candidate whose health is publicly deterring daily. Instead of dropping out of the race to address her health, she persists in seeking power to implement gun policies that fly in the face of common sense. And make no mistake about it, she vapor locked, okay? I've been one of the people that collapses before. I've had heat injuries. And you just collapse. You don't catch yourself for anything. When that black van pulls up in front of her, and she's standing there, and as soon as they try to go forward, she collapses like a bag of potatoes. And they have to bodily carry her to being inside the van. And for whatever reason, they keep wanting to obscure the view of the people when this happens. There's this one incident, I just saw a video, I've seen video of it many times, maybe you have too, where Clinton's up there talking, and then it gets noisy, and this black gentleman, who seems to be always there with her, black bald guy, runs up to her, puts his arm around her at the podium and comforts her and says, just keep talking, just keep talking. And then she starts talking again like she was stuck. Like she was a stuck record in a groove or something. And, hey, look, this lady is, I don't like her. I don't like her policies. She's not well. Democrats, you're not voting for Hillary. You'll be putting Tim Kaine in as president should the Democrats persevere, because she won't make it through the first term. She's ill. She's got brain issues. When we come back, last time we're going to hand it off to GCN today. When we come back, we're going to talk about Obama trying to ram through the arms trade treaty after it's been languishing on his way out the door, of course. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
About RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
4 years I've been running these. For 4 years they have been running me. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. The Obama administration, in their last waning moments of breathing, have upped their commitment to get the United Nations Arms Trade Treaty ratified, which takes 67 senators to do it. And you have a bipartisan coalition of 50 senators who have already said they oppose the gun treaty that Secretary of State John Kerry signed 3 years ago. Everybody that's concerned about this is concerned about it because this would provide an international law rationalization for a national gun registry in the United States. And it's overly vague. And this is the moment where, you know, I make light of the fact that everybody talks about, hey, you know, the blue helmets. Well, this is one of those moments for the blue helmets to at least be looking around. Larry Pratt, my old boss at GOA, said the language is so vague it could almost mean anything. A lot could be done to rationalize gun control. The treaty has no prohibitions, no thou shalt nots. President Barack Obama has for some time used as a defense a cell phone and a pen and not the Constitution or even a treaty for taking action. On August 22nd, the second conference of state parties to the Arms Trade Treaty was held in Geneva. According to the State Department, the U.S. representative to the conference, William Malzahn, said the U.S. wanted to ratify the treaty that establishes export and import controls for combat vehicles, aircraft, and small arms and light weapons, but was already currently complying. Huh? He said the United States remains committed to the Arms Trade Treaty, which we signed in September 2013. We are still working on the package to transmit the treaty to the U.S. Senate for its advice and consent to ratification. It is not clear when we will complete this, but we are actively working on it, and we pursue ratification. Let me assure everyone the United States is already fully compliant with the requirements of the Arms Trade Treaty, as the U.S. national control system exceeds those requirements. Currently, 79 countries have ratified the treaty dealing with the arms exports and imports, but diplomats from 109 countries participated in the gathering. Treaty states that each state party shall establish and maintain a national control system, including a national control list, in order to implement the provisions of this treaty. It goes on to say each state party is encouraged to include in those records the quantity, value, model, type, authorized international transfers of conventional weapons covered under Article 2, conventional arms actually transferred, details of exporting states, importing states, transit and transshipment states, and end users as appropriate. Mexico's Secretary of Foreign Affairs, Claudia Ruiz Massieu, told the group that the guns used to commit crimes in Mexico, we found that more than 70% were related to a buyer or distributor in the United States. And that buyer is the government of Mexico. We sell a lot of military hardware to them. There's only been about, it's a very small number, actually, that comes, because these drug guys want fully automatic weapons. They can get them from their southern border or from their, they can get them from their military. It's a lot more lucrative to work for a drug cartel than it is to be a soldier in the Federales. But she goes on to lie. We found that 70%, blah, 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 blah. She said at the conference, Mexico welcomes the strenuous and sincere efforts of Obama to establish administrative measures to strengthen controls on the possession and sale of weapons. Now, the State Department, of course, did not clearly answer the question about whether the 70% figure is accurate. I can tell you right now, it's bogus. But they said the United States is working with Mexico to prevent gun trafficking into the country. I don't know why, because you sold guns to Syria. You were running guns to Syria since you signed the treaty. You've been doing that. Benghazi happened, of course, prior to the signing of that. But I mean, you know, you ran Operation Fast and Furious without the advice and consent and knowledge of the Mexican judiciary. Ultimately, it's a border issue, said Ted Broman, senior research fellow at the U.S. Anglo Relations for the Heritage Foundation. Smuggling of guns from the U.S. into Mexico, the smuggling of guns from the U.S. to any country is already illegal. The problem is that the border is not controlled. Guns go south because the border is open. The answer is effective border patrol by the U.S. and Mexico. Mexico will never talk about that. Gun Control Act of 1968 and the Arms Control Export Act of 1976, which have been amended several times over the years, already give the executive branch essential control over the movement of weapons in and out of the United States. The Arms Trade Treaty went into effect on Christmas Eve 2014, but the administration has never submitted the treaty to the Senate for ratification, where it would require 67 senators voting for it to pass. After Kerry signed on in 2013, 50 senators, including three Democrats, signed a letter to Obama expressing concern the treaty was so overly vague and easily politicized and could encourage a national gun registry. He said it's a horrible treaty, but it won't likely lead to more gun control. Would they use it to justify it? Yes, but what is the mechanism to achieve that? This is about exports or imports. In theory, a judge could say the United States must respect the Arms Trade Treaty and that all arms transactions within the U.S. are subject to it, but that would be a huge stretch. It's been such an administrative disaster, it would likely have no impact at all. It's been noted that treaties almost entirely European countries rarely living up to the reporting requirements of the treaty. He said, I basically think we're winning on this. This is not going to work. Turning into nothing but boring bureaucratic meetings. The gun controllers will lose interest and find another toy. There's a lot of reporting problems with this treaty, too. They found that states parties to the Arms Trade Treaty are already failing to meet its reporting requirements. As of August 15, 2016, of the 66 states parties that were supposed to file an initial report on their implementation of the treaty, by that date, only 49 had done so, and of these, 33 were in Europe. As of the same date, of the 83 states parties, only 46, 32 of them in Europe, had filed an annual report for 2015 on authorized imports and exports of conventional arms. A report due on May 13, 2016. In short, treaty reporting is lagging badly, and outside Europe, few nations are complying even nominally with the most basic treaty requirements. You know, I've never thought that was going to go anywhere. There's this one thing that it's sitting there. And the reason that this is even a consideration is because the Senate won't pick this one up. This is called the Treaty on Treaties. Came out of Versailles in the 70s. It came out during Nixon's time. And that treaty says that until something is not ratified, until something is voted down, that the member states will comply with the treaty until such a time as they fail to confirm it. I don't really know how you enforce that. I don't know how the UN enforces anything, to be honest with you, except what happens in the UN. You got all these yahoos riding around from these third world banana republic countries, boat territory, screaming diplomatic immunity. They are some of the worst offenders out there today. And they're here in the United States. Why aren't they, I don't know, in Iran or Qatar or Saudi Arabia or the UAE, Dubai? Why aren't they there? Because they'd be killed. Pretty simple. Pretty simple. Hopefully tomorrow we might have somebody from... you know what? I'm not going to say anything about that. We'll do this again in 21 hours. Remember, this has never been about gun control. It's always been about total control. Everybody stay safe. Have a good evening. This has been Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.